Hello, and welcome back to the Illustrious Words podcast. This one's just going to be me, and in theory, it's going to be a lot shorter than the last one that I had with Tom, which was an hour. Thanks a lot, Tom. No, the last episode with Tom was fucking phenomenal. It was so brilliant. Brilliant? This is off to a great start here. Tom, where are you at, man? You got to save me. So this episode is more or less, I'm trying to embrace the fact that not many people listen to this. So I'm going to try to channel more things that are more, I'm trying not to say VIP, but I guess VIP. Something where it's like, these are the people that are listening to this are either really fucking bored or want to hear what I'm talking about. And that's, both of those are like kind of awesome. And I know that when I listen to podcasts, even my favorite ones, sometimes I skip one or skip two or just don't feel like listening to it. So you have to try to remember that nothing is really as sacred as you think. And that, for me personally, I could go off, this whole episode could be about your inner dialogue being fucking mean to you. And I, oh my God, it's just... Yeah, like I really need to give myself a break in almost every single scenario. I've gotten so much better of it with it over the years, thanks to a lot of things. But I'm going to keep this for more Instagram, for a little bit more subtle hints at releases, especially for like medicated robots or something that I'm working on. And kind of just rather than post a screenshot of the podcast and go, episode 3 is up. I discussed blah, blah, blah. Going, episode 3 is up. Go listen if you want, kind of thing. And that's how most people do it anyway. And then the people go, oh, okay, cool. And there's a podcast I was listening to today where they were talking about going to see Turtles 2 and when Vanilla Ice broke through the door. And they're like, oh my God, whoa. Talking about how it was before spoilers. Because most of the people saw movies the day they came out because you're anticipating it and you don't know much about it and you've got the action figures and you've got the McDonald's cup and you're going, you rode your bike there or your parents drove you there or whatever and you're going to see it and you're like, oh my God, oh my God. And then as each thing is happening, you're like, mind is blown, right? There really isn't much of that anymore. There really isn't much exclusivity. There really isn't much. It's kind of just all just... Here, I posted a podcast. Here's the fucking transcript. It's 5 pages long. And versus just like, new episode's up. Go check it out. New song's coming out. It'll be coming out in a week. Can't wait to hear it. And then for me, especially a band like Nine Inch Nails would do this thing where he would show like half of the album cover and it'd be kind of distorted and like maybe zoomed in and... You know, and it would say like new music soon, and my brain would explode. I'd go, what does it sound like? When is soon? Is it a month? Is it a year? They're gonna fucking tour. They always tour, and they put, oh, are they gonna come to Cleveland? Will I be able to get tickets? Who's gonna be in the band? And my brain would just explode with like filling in the blanks that everything was blank. So you just try connecting these dots. Not that, but most importantly, when you connected those dots, you had a fully formed band and tour and album, and the album had, you know, it was a professional release from a professional band. So when I think about trying to do that on with Medicaid Robots, it's like, well, if they connect the dots, it's still just some shitty thing. So kind of rewiring my brain to go, it's not. It's just an album, and it's just a band, just like that. They just have way, way, way more fans and are just, they have the confidence to go, new record, it'll be out in 6 months. And then you get into these interviews and you see, wow, why did he say that? He's like, most of the time I'd say, you know, new Nine Inch Nails record next year. And I haven't even written one song. And I'm fucking... that anticipation of seeing what people are saying and that anticipation of going, well, I said I was going to do it. I can't not do it now. Okay, let's go. envy that. I feed off of that, and that resonates with me on a very, very, very heavy and not heavy. That's how I am too, is what I'm trying to say. And I know what it's like. So just the other day, I thought, you know what? I've got this song that I was recording with somebody that I looked up to for almost my whole life. And I collaborated with this person, and it's not Nine Inch Nails. Don't worry. It's not. Wow. Now this sounds like I'm like shitting on who I collaborated with. I have a Medicated Robots album coming out in September, and it's featuring Kelly Scott of Failure, the band Failure. It's a band I've always considered you have your sort of primary colors bands, where if you made a list, which some musicians may have done this and drove themselves crazy and whatever, it's like, what are your favorite bands and why? And then everyone wants to go, well, you don't want to say that band. You want to be cool and say that band. And then you're like, well, what? You know, like you go, I at least go in that loop of like, someone's going to think I'm trying to be cool because I say Stars of the Lid. Oh, yeah, Stars of the Lid, never heard of it. Oh, it's like, you know, ambient meditation. It's actually what I'm listening to in the background as I'm recording this podcast. It's just sort of tones. It's beautiful. Very similar to like Brian Eno's Music for Airports kind of style, like just ambient, beautiful sounds. I always imagine if you like close your eyes, it's sort of just like a very empty room, very empty big room with kind of just light clouds and different colors at different points. And like, that's like it. But I love it. I've always loved Stars of the Lid. And it's a band that I feel like every time I say, I love Stars of the Lid, people are like, no, you don't. And I'm always a little self-conscious. And I go, well, I should say Nine Inch Nails. I should say that I liked Blink-182 when I was a kid. Yeah, but you don't really listen to that anymore. Like, I mean, I listen to Nine Inch Nails all the time, but you don't really listen to that at all. So why? So it's just this interesting thing that human brains do and how everyone's tortures ourselves in different ways. But it still goes down to the main thing of like being excited about something and wanting to do it. So I was excited that I was making this fucking record, and I thought a lot about how do I present it. I got a video of Kelly playing my song in a studio in Los Angeles several months ago, and I showed a couple close friends. Look, it's fucking, that's the dude from Failure, and he's playing my song, like that's my song blasting through the speakers, and he's just wailing away to it like, what the fuck, this is amazing. So I thought, well, I can't just post this on my story or just post it on Instagram like, I'm recording with Kelly Scott. I gotta, how do you do this? All right, cool. Well, I want to be able to say that and then have an album cover and have a track listing and know the song name and have lyrics and have something that's realistic to connect these dots with, and I've done so. So tomorrow I will be posting on my Instagram, Friday, July 9th, the cover of this record, which is called Lampoctize. No, I'm sorry. I'm reading my notes here because I'm getting like so nervous because I'm so fucking excited. It's called The Lost Tile. Lampoctize is the, well, I'll get into that in a second. It's like a squid thing. It looks cool. And I feel so fucking relieved now that I just said that. I have so many different tracks on here. I'm 9 minutes in. I have so many tracks that I've tried doing this, and I just feel like I haven't nailed it. Not that I feel like I'm necessarily nailing it right now, but it's exciting doing this stuff. It's exciting knowing that I am not that much fucking different than the people I look up to. These people that I think, whether they're girls that I, you know, have crushes on, or it's a friend, I look up to all of my friends for different reasons. And I wish I was mature enough to tell them this in the right moments, and I wasn't just drunk and I'm like, dude, I love you, man. No, really, I do. Because I look up to every single band that I've recorded. I look up to each individual member for different reasons. Like, I look up to that person because he didn't say much. He just hung out. I I have to fill every, I feel like every moment of not speaking is an awkward silence. So I have to fill it with some sort of stupid fucking dad joke and probably end up ruining it more than just sitting there. Like, that silence sometimes is beautiful. So something like that, something kind of small where it's like, that guy was cool. He didn't say anything. Versus like, wow, like, I'm going to mention him for the second time now, but when Robin came in and he was so, so organized and so brilliant. Well, I keep saying brilliant. So great with the way that he made all this music and arranged it, but was still so like, you could see the self, not that it's, not that he's, you could see that he was, that it meant so much to him, that he was still self-conscious, that he was like this perfect blend of confident and also like, fuck, is what I'm doing just shit? And I love that kind of stuff. So on multiple different scales, I love people that I look up to. I love being scared to tell somebody something because I'm like, well, they probably already know this. Why am I going to, like, where is this going to go? And like, I don't know. I just been, it sounds cheesy. I've just been very inspired lately and very happy learning that when you see Nine Inch Nails teasing something and going like, there's going to be announcement on the, you know, Nine Inch Nails message board tomorrow that only exclusive members have access to. Signing off, and then you, oh my God, I can't wait to sign in. There's a new Nine Inch Nails record. It's called With Teeth. It's coming out May 3rd, 2005. And I kind of hate myself that that's actually correct. I was just trying to throw up months. It was May 3rd, 2005 when With Teeth came out. And he mentioned that in like a Access discussion back in 2004. It was June. God damn it. June of 2004. And later on, like 3 years later, he's like, you know, when I was announced With Teeth, like we just had demos. Like I knew that, you know, what songs would probably go on there, but we didn't know the order. We didn't know the cover. We didn't know song lyrics yet. And I was like, hey, this album's coming out next year on May. And I was like, all right, okay, let's like make a list of these demos. What songs should we start with? Okay, let's hone in on this one. So I did that. Tomorrow I'm putting out the album artwork and explaining that on September 4th, 2021, the record, The Lost Style, will come out and it'll be a digital-only release. And I have the, again, the album artwork's done, and I have this song with Kelly Scott collaborating with a fucking member of Failure. One of the main reasons that I got into recording and production was seeing Ken Andrews and Greg Edwards form this strange and barely working well together alliance with Fantastic Planet. And I mean, that is a podcast in itself about how mind-blowing it is to me. And then again, that mix of coming back to where I'm at right now, where it's like, it's just a drummer. And the conversations with him were so respectful, mutually respectful, and like, oh yeah, the song sounds great. Oh, that bridge was kind of difficult. That was fun. Let me know if you got another one you want me to work on. What? Yep, I will. And then it kind of, again, opens that door to go, well, yeah, I mean, he's just a guy. He's just a drummer. Maybe I could hit up that guitar player. Maybe I could play on his, or he could play on mine, or we could make something new together. And then I could post even cooler to go, you know, presenting my new band, fucking blah, 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 featuring, you know, Trent Reznor, David Bowie, who's not dead. And anyway, and we're all starting a band together. It's called Slayer. I don't know. So I'm excited to announce that, and I'm excited to announce things like that in this podcast, because again, I know it'll be a very, very, very exclusive couple people that listen to it, if anybody. So it kind of frees me up to kind of go a little bit deeper and go, this is really cool. I can't wait to tell you all about this, versus putting it all just right on the internet or something. And the other thing is that I want to shift this podcast into posting. I'm not positive yet if it'll be every 2 weeks or once a month, but sharing information that you've learned. In this case, this Lampoctize is this, excuse me, it's this jellyfish-looking thing. It's in the bottom of the ocean. I think it's 3,000 feet below sea level. I should have written more than just the name of this fucking thing down, because I knew I was going to just blank and go, it's this thing, it's called Lampoctize. It's pretty cool. The coolest thing about watching this particular explanation was that the marine biologists and all of these smart people who do this for a living, they just either live in submarines, and I wanted to make a Beatles joke so bad right now. It's all they do, right? And they know, okay, well, this creature lives in this region. It's in the Indian Ocean, or this one's in the Red Sea, or this one's in Atlantic Ocean, and it's, you know, stays at the top and tends to eat this, and they reproduce at this rate, and like, blah, blah, blah. And they're this color because of that. They knew a couple things about this thing. They knew that it was red. It looks like, it just looks like a human heart. And it's wrapped with these, like most stingrays and jellyfish. Jellyfish is actually the word. I don't know why I keep saying stingrays. Jellyfish. They have these eight rows, like kind of look like cornrows, where they have these, fuck, I knew I was going to forget the word. They're like little, it looks like staples. It just looks like staples, like a whole like row of like 1,000 staples, just 8 rows of those. And what's particularly interesting about this is that each individual quote unquote staple lights up a different vibrant highlighter looking color at like different speeds, like just this whole row of thousands. And there's 8 rows, remember, and they're all going off at completely random times. Just looks like a super crazy like switchboard or something of like pedals and lights and like modems or whatever. Like when you see like the modems at Google, and it's like this just room of wires and lights. It's like, I guess it's kind of like that. And they don't know much about this fucker. They just know like it's super crazy when we see him, because what the fuck is it? How does it eat? It doesn't have a tail, which most jellyfish do. So it doesn't have a stinger, but it's not harmful because it's pretty big for its size. It's 6 inches. It's about the size of this mason jar I'm drinking this delicious cherry tropical punch through, which I'm going to refresh with. God damn, that's some good punch. So it's delicious. It's red and it's in a mason jar. I'm about 3/4 of the way through. No, so this thing, it looks like a human heart and it has these things going down it. And what was crazy is to hear these people say, we don't know much about them. We don't know how they survive. We don't really know what it eats. And they're just very rare. We don't know what's making the light reflect off of it because it's so far down. It's not generating its own light. How is it doing it? It seems electric. It seems like these colors are jumping off like sparks. It's fucking wild. It was so wild that when I was trying to think of, over the last couple of months, album artwork, where I thought, okay, most of my covers mean something, really, really, really mean something to me. Most of the time they're tied in with the album itself, but sometimes it might be separate. Like, for example, the cover of Actual, which was the single, which is all about my breakup a couple of years ago. The cover, I strategically wanted it to just look like, oh, it's just like a light bulb and like a zoomed in light bulb and kind of trippy. That was my therapist's office. It was going to therapy to learn, like, I can't be this fucking crazy and dramatic, and I need to, things happen in life. And that's a whole different subject, but it was like the start of me going to rewire my brain and try to be a better person is go, you can apologize for being an asshole and for being a piece of shit and all these things you think you are or are, you know, depending on what we're talking about here, and go, let's fucking do this. Let's rewire. Let's start. And that's what that song was about. So I had the cover be my therapist's office in his like backyard. So that was important to me, but it was important not to have it just say, like, Dr. Blah, blah, blah's office. That's where I'm at now because I'm in therapy, and this song is about that. I love the abstraction. So that's why I love that this podcast will be more in the lines of, I keep saying VIP because I don't really, because I'm not really that smart to explain it as anything else. But so this cover is going to be, because most of these songs are about my niece. It's what the song with Kelly is actually about, is about my niece in a pretty sad but kind of triumphant way. I'm very fucking excited for you to hear it. The cover is just this Lampacti. This Lampacti where it's, I zoomed in on a really cool image I found of it, kind of turned it around, added a bit of effects, and put the name on it. And when I tell you that now, you'll know it. But I like covers that don't announce themselves right away. And I like songs and people that don't announce themselves right away. When you get to know them, you're like, wow, the guy's actually pretty smart. Or, wow, like, that was a really beautiful thing. Like, I don't know. So, not that what I'm... See, I'm going to... Not that what I'm doing is cool or smart or beautiful, just that separate ideas. Anyway, this is 20 minutes long, so I'm excited to announce again that this Medicator Robots record is coming out featuring Kelly Scott of Failure. It's coming out in September. It's going to have several tracks on it. They're all the most... I'm so fucking proud of these songs, not just vocally, but instrumentally. I'm not sure if I mentioned this in this one or the one I did before this or the one before that that I deleted and then deleted that too, is working with somebody that you know is a true professional puts me on an edge that it gives me that like that extra cup of coffee or something that just goes, okay, like, what are we doing again? Let's go for it. And it's fucking awesome, man. It's fucking awesome, and I can't wait. And I can't wait on an even smaller level, or maybe even bigger level, depending on what it is, to bring in people to share some stuff that they've learned about, whether it's a band they just learned about, or a mixing technique that they just learned about, or a painting exercise they did that helped them do this, a new brand of coffee. I just started buying Death Wish coffee. I don't drink coffee often, and actually, despite how cracked out I sound, I actually have not had any coffee. I just had this one little glass of this tropical punch. I'm just so excited. I can't even imagine actually if I would have had some sort of coffee or nicotine or something with this. Jesus. But that's it. I'm excited. And if you're excited about that, let me know. This will be sort of the secret code, I guess, to get in to the podcast is, I would love to have more people on to explain any fucking thing, to challenge something I've said, or like, it doesn't have to be positive. Like, just, I'm so hungry for healthy discussions and information to be shared, because it wasn't until somewhat recently when I learned that, well, I can't talk about it. Well, who am I? Well, who the fuck are they? Like, who's that person that you're looking up to? Like, they're just somebody that's saying it for probably the 30th time too, but like, they just... You know, so just stop overthinking it and let's do this. I love you.